listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's look at Isaiah chapter 3 and talk about some people who were sinning without shame. Here we go, Isaiah chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. For Jerusalem stumbled, and Judah is fallen, because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord, to provoke the eyes of his glory. The look on their countenance witnesses against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom. They do not hide it. Woe to their soul, for they have brought evil upon themselves. Isaiah was a remarkable prophet. The book of his prophecies has some of the most glorious announcements of blessing and redemption and some of the harshest words of judgment found in the Bible. Isaiah was like a doctor diagnosing a sick society, and he saw clearly that Jerusalem and Judah had sinned in what they had said and in what they did. This is what he says, their tongues and their doings are against the Lord. In fact, what they said and what they did, in fact, did provoke the eyes of God's glory. Notice, it was both their tongues and their doings. It is much easier to think that what we do is offensive to God than it is to think that what we say can provoke the eyes of his glory. But we are commanded to glorify God by what we say just as much as by what we do. Jesus said this, "For every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." That's Matthew chapter 12, verses 36 and 37. Worse yet, the people knew that they were sinful. As Isaiah said, the look on their countenance witnesses against them. The very look on their faces was evidence of their guilt. They had either the smirk of the reprobate or the downcast gaze of those under the conviction of sin. Isaiah continued, "And they declare their sin as Sodom, they do not hide it." Their sin was openly displayed, and they had no sense of shame. The cultural dynamic in Isaiah's day was probably much the same as in our time today. And in the name of honesty or frankness and let's not be hypocrites, all kinds of sin are approved, and no one is allowed to proclaim a standard unless they live up to it perfectly. Isaiah tells us that in some regard, there is something good and necessary in concealing sin, in the sense that outward decency is important. It is important to not talk about many sins, even though they certainly exist, and sometimes they touch the church. It is through these means that God's people declare a standard, even though they, or the world for that matter, do not perfectly measure up to the standard. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 12 matters here. It says this, "For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret." One of the most destructive lies of our time is that it is wrong or hypocritical to have a standard that we don't always live up to. No one has always told the truth, yet it is right and good for us to teach our children, "Don't tell a lie." It would be wrong and destructive for someone to answer, "You can't tell your child not to lie. You've lied at some time in the past. You're a hypocrite." This attitude in our society translates into a certain result, a wholesale lowering of standards. Also, the charge of hypocrisy in such cases is false. It is not hypocritical to promote a standard that you don't perfectly meet. Hypocrisy is when you pretend to keep the standard when you actually do not, or when you think it's fine for you to not keep the standard when you think that other people's should keep the standard. Isaiah described the sad result in verse 9. "Woe to their soul, for they have brought evil upon themselves." God did not have to do anything unique or special to bring this judgment on Jerusalem and Judah. All he had to do was leave them alone and allow them to have brought evil upon themselves. Their sinning without shame bore its own bitter fruit, and God would simply allow them to reap what they had sown. We can keep from the same bitter harvest by truly committing what we say and what we do to our God. And we can start by doing it today in the name and the power of Jesus Christ.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.